Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna. This week's channeled message is from Mahatma, and it's entitled Understanding Ascension Emotions. Greetings and love extends from all aspects of my being. I am the consciousness, the energy known as Mahatma. I exist throughout 352 levels of the Creator's universe. It is my purpose to oversee the cosmic level of the Creator as well. Each of you are a part of my energy and flow through my being and consciousness. In order to manifest and exist within the universe of the Creator. Today, I wish to speak of emotions. It is time to acknowledge the impact of ascension upon your emotions. Ascension is quickening and moving at great speed. This sometimes means that you may feel unbalanced, uncertain, or confused. When you grow spiritually, when you awaken, when you gain a new insight about yourself as an expression of the Creator, there is a period of time when you become accustomed to that new vibration. This period of time is when your emotional body can experience high or dramatic reactions. You might feel wounded by the words of another. You might find yourself extremely emotional or upset, or maybe the opposite, deliriously happy. As your body and your being is adjusting to the new vibration of ascension that you have accessed, it can mean that you experience emotional highs and emotional lows. Once your vibration and your being becomes accustomed to the new ascension energy you've accessed and embodied from within your being, then you are able to retain your balance. You are especially able to remain balanced in your emotional body. This means that the same experiences that caused you pain or hurt or extreme happiness may not have the same impact. You might find that there is only a small reaction within your emotional body. When you are shifting, and for some people, the ascension shift can be every couple of days at the moment, or others it's every couple of months. When that shift, when you're accessing a new energy, understanding or awareness, and you're becoming accustomed to it, meaning you're embodying it, it's in that time of embodiment that there is a need for self-love, especially self-love towards the emotional body. When many souls gift themselves self-love, loving themselves unconditionally, often it is directed towards the physical body or the being in general. In these times when embodiment is taking place after a shift, there is a need to direct the self-love to the emotional body so that the emotional body can gain balance quickly and therefore is able to process the new vibration, embody it, and begin to act and react from that new vibration. Now, this can take place simply through intention. You can imagine, sense, or acknowledge, or even state that you share and gift your love to your emotional body. You can imagine love flowing from your heart chakra, maybe as a pink or green light, and filling up your emotional body in your auric field from the bottom of your being to the top, as if you're filling it with liquid light. Achieving this every day, and especially when you are experiencing a very extreme reaction within your emotional body, will allow your emotional body to settle, to balance with greater speed. Now, what this also achieves is that you allow your emotional body to ascend as well in a very beautiful and important way. As you fill your emotional body with love, you are also releasing emotional ties, emotional knots, and emotional wounds from past and simultaneous lifetimes. Essentially, it is like a clearing and a liberation for your emotional body. This means that patterns of emotional reactions are also released. And with the self-love, your emotional body opens up to receive new ascension patterns for the emotional body that allow the emotional body to cope with new insights, enlightenment, understanding, vibrations, and healing. Therefore, your emotional body is in alignment with your ascension and your inner essence, which makes it easier for you to be an expression and beacon of love and the Creator's vibration. It makes it easier for these vibrations through your emotional body and to support your emotional body in its own transition and healing process, as well as allowing your emotional body to support your entire being. Your emotional body is a very key and important aspect of your manifestation process. Therefore, if your emotional body is aligned with your essence and your soul, your emotional body is gifting the energy and the fuel to create what you wish and dream of from a space of truth within your being. With this understanding, there is a need to acknowledge that yes, you can explore them. Yes, you can enter into them and experience them, asking them what their message is, what they wish to share with you or alert you to. But also, you can move straight on to the self-love for the emotional body, as this will support you in not only preparing your emotional body, supporting a release, and maybe even giving insights as to why the emotional high or low occurred. So the emotional body receiving self-love actually allows you to understand more about the emotional body, because the emotional body opens up to receive. Now, this is a very simple process. However, it is a very valuable tool in understanding your ascension emotions, the emotions that occur as you ascend, or your emotional body's reactions to your ascension. It has been an honor to serve you. I thank you. I am Mahatma. I hope you enjoyed the channeling today from Mahatma, and the insights into the emotional body and how it's working with our ascension as well. My love is with you always, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.